Amen. All righty. Well, today is Wednesday, March 10th. And the song we just sang was regarding or was about shouting praise the Lord and saying hallelujah and all those things that go with it when you're touched by the Holy Spirit. And how you shouldn't be afraid to say those things. Tonight's message is on amen and why we say amen and what it actually means. I felt that this was a good one to approach, especially after Sunday's message about the Word of God and how we believe the Bible is the true written Word of God. And this seemed to be a nice point where we talk about things that we are called to do that some people may not know or may not understand. And then we'll continue on with Sunday's message on God's will that'll go along with these previous two messages. But by definition, amen means it is so, or so be it, or verily, or true. The synonyms, which are words that equal amen or are the would mean the same as amen, are exactly, truly, certainly, and verily. But when a pastor in the middle of a sermon, and they reach a particularly compelling part of a message, someone in the congregation will say amen. This is usually said to show agreement with what the pastor just said. If you agree, usually people will sit there and nod their head, or a lot of people will actually vocalize, and the Holy Spirit will get them to say amen, or hallelujah, praise the Lord, whatever. They're all the same basic type of thing. But it's a confirmation where you are saying that you agree with what was just said. You agree with it. You agree with it being true. Amen is a word so often used in the church that you would think that most people know what it means. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't. But the word amen is so much more than just the standard thing to say at the ending of a prayer. And I know that it's important that we understand these things so that we can use them in the appropriate context and that we can use them at the appropriate time. Amen is one of the few words in Scripture that is written in its original Hebrew form. Amen is amen is amen is amen, and it's spelled the same way. And it's a universal word, and it has been adopted in many languages. Now, you guys all know I have a friend named Rosie. Her name is Rosie, and she lives in Brazil. And she speaks like three different languages, Portuguese, German. I'm not even sure what else. But amen is amen no matter what language it is. It's amen. And it still means the same thing. When you say amen, you are basically saying true. That's true. That is true. One of the appropriate uses of using the word amen is mentioned in Romans chapter 11, verse 36. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. True, right? True. Amen. That is the correct way to use that word. But there are times when people give an amen simply out of habit, and that does not glorify God. If someone was to say, I got up this morning, I got dressed, took a shower, brushed my teeth, and then I left for work, and someone said amen to that. Well, how do you know that that's true? doesn't really glorify God. That's the purpose of saying amen, is to glorify God. It's what we just read. To whom be glory forever. Amen. Him being God. It's important to remember that our words are very powerful. With them, we can speak blessings and cursings. And using amen at the wrong time is no different. It should be used to glorify God. But a heartfelt amen uttered in the congregation, going along with what is spoken as truth, is by no means an unbiblical thing to say or do. In fact, we have many examples, actually, in Scripture that show that it is in total agreement with the Bible to say amen at the appropriate time. This is mentioned in Deuteronomy in chapter 27, which is in the Old Testament. And the Levites shall speak and say unto the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molded image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. Thank you, Riker. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or mother, and all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, amen. You see what they're agreeing to? If someone removes their neighbor's landmark, whatever they classed that as back then, that man will be cursed. All the people shall say amen, because they are agreeing with the fact that a curse would fall on a person that did that. It's an appropriate use of the word. Cursed be he that make the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say amen. I have, let's see, 13 verses that all end, and the people shall say amen. Examples in Scripture where it is appropriate for people to say amen, just not at the end of a prayer, but in agreement with something that is being spoken in truth. I like this one. I'm going to say this to Stephen. Cursed be he that lieth with the... Oh, I thought this was lieth too. Ooh, that lieth with his mother-in-law. That's pretty nasty. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. Not only is that a crime, punishable by death, obviously, right? Premeditated murder. But not only are you punished by the law, you're also punished by God. You're cursed by him. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say amen. We are commanded to give an amen. In doing that, we are saying that this is the truth. What was just spoken was true, and we agree with it. Whenever we pronounce amen or truth to the commandments of God, we are saying that we have confidence in what the what was being said. We're saying that we agree with it, we have confidence in it, we can stand strong and firm in our beliefs and in our trust in knowing that the true word of God has been spoken, and we agree with it. So therefore, we glorify God by adding an amen. That's a fun word to say, but there's a reason for saying it. So when someone says amen, they are either saying from their heart that they believe what God said is perfect, absolutely true, and faithful. That's one thing that it means. By saying amen, they are making an agreement to what is being read or preached as the gospel truth that they are dedicated to. So if I speak as the pastor and say something and you agree with it, it's okay to say amen. In fact, I would encourage you to say amen. Because that lets me know that, for one, you hear me. For two, you're not falling asleep. For three, you're not distracted. And for four, it's letting me know that you agree with what I'm saying, that you are hearing me and you agree with what I'm saying. That's why at certain times, I'll ask for an amen so that I know that people are hearing me, to get that understanding. Now, there are a lot of churches that don't encourage, especially women, to speak, but this isn't one of them. We encourage that. We know that all people can be touched by the Holy Spirit, no matter what age or race or color or creed or sex. Anyone can be touched by the Holy Spirit. And generally, when you agree with the Lord or with what's being said, the Holy Spirit touches you, and that's what sparks you. Usually, if the Holy Spirit touches you and you really agree, you get a hallelujah out or a praise the Lord. I'm not one to really say hallelujah a whole lot. I do on the internet with Rosie, her, because she uses it a lot. So her and I will use it a lot. But I do say praise the Lord. And I used to as well when our former pastor preached. But of course, there's always an amen within my lips. Proclaiming another reason why, or another thing a person is saying when they say amen, is that they are proclaiming the belief that their prayers and petitions, when asked in accordance to God's will be done and are pleasing to God and will be heard by Him. That's generally when we say amen at the end of a prayer. We believe that God hears our prayers, that we are asking whatever our prayer is, that we are asking it to be in accordance with God's will. And we are saying that we believe it's being heard by Him. When we end our prayers with amen, that's what we are saying. That we know that God has heard our prayers, and as long as it's in accordance with His will, it'll be answered. Did you think that amen had so many meanings and so many purposes? Sort of, Aaron says. It's important. It's important to use the word appropriately. It's important to understand the use of the word. And it's important so that others will know where you stand. A lot of other people don't know what it means, so they might not understand that when you say amen, you're standing in agreement with truth. But remember that it's not, you know, somebody could say this is a good hamburger and you could say amen. Okay. I guess that your opinion, whether or not that glorifies God, would depend. I mean, obviously the Lord's the one that provided the meat to make the hamburger and gave the person the skills to cook it. So I guess in a roundabout way it would glorify God. It would depend on how you mean it. But it still means true. It is so. I like the fact that it says so be it. That it means so be it. There's a lot of different uses and a lot of different purposes for the word amen. And I think that there are a lot of people here that might not understand or didn't know. I didn't know it had this many uses myself. But I did know how important it was to make sure you use it appropriately and correctly. Message is not going to be long tonight. Which is all right. Because, you know, we have, the Lord is here and God is good. But I want you to remember that when you say amen, it should really be considered a solemn oath of agreement before God. You are agreeing with God that what was just said is true. Thank you. If you don't think that it's true, then you shouldn't say amen. If you do think it's true, don't feel bad about saying it. Nobody's going to question you whether or not. It's your opinion. It's your ability. You're the one speaking it. Just make sure that you really believe it, that there should be no doubt in your mind that what was just spoken was true and it glorifies God. Because, like I just said, by saying amen, you're agreeing with God, and that's an oath that you're making. And it's important to stand tall in your beliefs and to be a man or a woman of your word. Thank you, Amber. It's important to be a person of your word. You don't want to be a liar. You don't want to be someone that people consider to not always tell the truth, or to not always, or to say one thing and do another. You want them to say, you can always ask Amber something and she'll give you the God's honest truth. That's the type of person we want to be. We want to glorify God always. And if God's within our heart, it's really not that hard to do. It's not hard to not lie or not cuss any longer because God's in our heart. And because of that, we ourselves are an example of how we glorify God. And we can be an example to others to help lead them to God by the things that happen in our lives and the way we walk and talk. So it's important to understand that our words are powerful, that people look at us differently, they're going to examine us differently, and they're going to criticize our words and our actions differently. Because if they know we're a Christian, the devil's going to come up and spark in them the ability, the desire to want to show that we're a hypocrite. But the thing to remember is that we are still a sinner. And as long as we openly admit that, that takes power away from the devil. We never want to give the devil too much power over us. But we want to stand strong and stand firm in God's word. We want to be able to say amen at the appropriate time. We want to know what's true and what's not true. And the best way to do that is to draw closer unto the Lord, study his word, and allow it to dwell within our hearts. Then we can make an oath with God, say amen at the appropriate time, and not feel that we're doing something that's going to discredit the Lord or take away from him. When you make an oath with God in agreement, you should never take it lightly. God doesn't. It's something that's not a joke. It's not a game. It's serious. And it should never be taken lightly. We do know that God has a sense of humor. But it's important for us to have respect for the Lord. We've talked many times about respecting our parents. We've talked about appropriate, well, maybe we haven't, how to act in church, how to respect God's house, that this is God's house. And all those things are important. The other thing, the other message that I had for tonight, and instead I was led to this one, was defiling the temple. And I think that that's one that it's going to take a lot more prayer and searching, because there's a lot of different ways that the temple can be defiled. And I have preached on it before. But when we talk about the word of God, we want to, or the house of God, we want to make sure that we're being respectable always. Not just to the people, but also to understand that this is God's house. We want to honor him always. We want to glorify him always. And I think that that begins with knowing his word, trusting in him, and using the appropriate words in the appropriate way. Amen. 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 So remember when you say amen that it means that you agree with what was said, that you think that it's true, and that you're making an agreement with God when you say that. Because you're saying basically, God, I know that what was just said is true. And take it seriously. And be a grown up and stand up tall. And know that God's word dwells within your heart. Amen. Does anybody have any questions or comments or anything to add? Alrighty. With all hearts and minds.